Hello, 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 geeks, freaks, and tomb dwellers. Welcome back to this mini rant, or what I'm calling a mini rant-isode of Tombs of Horror. As always, I'm your host, Dustin. Before I start talking about the news that pissed me off and inspired this little rant-isode, I just wanted to make a couple announcements. This week, I actually have two albums coming out, Yeah, I guess you could call them albums. Number one is a greatest hits compilation, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. it's called Regurgitated Musical Masturbation, Volume 1, The Hits. And it's 11, in total, 13 tracks. 11 previously released favorites of you, the listener, and plus two new tracks. And then I've got a four-song EP coming out this week as well, called Anti-Life. It's three new songs that are going to be, that are off my upcoming self-titled album. And then plus one unreleased B-side, or non-album B-side, excuse me. And both of those should be out this week, so keep an eye out for them. Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell with DistroKid, my distributor, when you release two things in 1 week, it can tend to get a little fucked up when they actually appear, but keep an eye out for those two, because they are supposed to be out this week. And one more thing before I get into my little rant, I've got another listener question, this time from someone that I work with that listens to the podcast that wishes to remain anonymous. So I'm not going to say their name. But he asked me that if when I have somebody on like Jerry, who has, if you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know that he's a co-host I've had on with two episodes now. But he asked me if when I record with the guests, such as Jerry, if we're kind of going off notes or what, and the answer is no. There's no notes. Not on my part, at least. I know sometimes Jerry will look up things on the computer as we're recording, but pretty much it's all basically off the cuff. That's why sometimes, like in the Child's Play episode where we were talking about those movies, I'd accidentally jump ahead of myself and then be like, oh shit, I fucked up, I jumped ahead. It's because I'm not looking at notes. I'm basically going off memory of the movies. So that's why sometimes there's more fuck-ups than usual when I have a co-host on with me. But anyways, this whole little rant I'm going to go on was inspired by some news that I read today. Apparently, they're going to be remaking The Shining. Why? I don't fucking know. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the original The Shining with Jack Nicholson. And it was remade once as a TV miniseries starring Steven Weber, I think it was. It was just all right. For a TV miniseries, but they're once again remaking it, but this time as fucking Jack Torrance, they're having motherfucking Ben Stiller play Jack Torrance. And I mean, I guess I could see Stiller playing a good Jack. I mean, I think he could probably play moody enough to make a good Jack Torrance, but still, I mean, this is the original Shining is looked at as a classic, regardless my feelings towards it. So why remake it? Why broke that ain't fixed? Or why, oh my God, why fix what ain't broke, as the old saying goes? And I mean, yeah, the original The Shining has its flaws, but it's not something so severe that it needs to be remade. And Hollywood, the last couple years, has seemed to have run out of ideas where they just keep remaking old horror movies over and over and over again. Even ones that were fine how they were back in the day when they first came out. And I mean, I guess I can kind of see the reason to want to make or to remake an old movie so a younger generation can see it. But I mean, that's the beauty of movies, man. Once they're made, they don't fucking go away. So people can stream them, they can fucking buy them, they can whatever. Why fuck up a good movie with a shitty remake? And let's face it, when it comes to horror movies, most horror movie remakes, reboots, whatever the fuck you want to call them, are shit. No, look no further than recent examples like the fucking Wrong Turn remake, the Netflix version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Candyman, and even though I liked it, the reboot of Child's Play was looked at as shit. But like I said, I guess I'm in the minority when it comes to that movie, because I actually liked it. Or even fucking Stephen King's Pet Sematary reboot, which I fucking hated. And I know a lot of people liked it, but once again, I fucking hated it. They're, like I said, fixing something that ain't broke and doesn't need to be fixed. And, you know, some of them are fine. You know, like I said, I was a fan of the 2019 reboot of Child's Play, even though I'm the minority there. Zack Snyder's 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead was pretty fucking good. And it's probably the only Snyder movie that isn't overblown and not worth your time. Or I'm sorry, that it's the only remake or only Snyder movie that is worth your fucking time, in my opinion. The reboot of Last House on the Left also wasn't that bad, in my opinion. But then you look at reboots like the 2009 Friday the 13th reboot and 2010 reboot of A Nightmare on Elm Street. Both of those fucking sucked. And they completely ruined the originals, like with the Friday the 13th reboot. They ruined it by cramming, or trying to cram in the first three movies, pretty much, into one movie for a younger generation. And I mean, they seriously fucked it up doing that. And it was also just a stupid fucking story. As I've said before in a past episode, you know, Jason motherfucking Voorhees doesn't fucking kidnap people. It's just not what he fucking does. And he does that in that fucking reboot. And the less said about the 2010 reboot of A Nightmare on Elm Street, the better. Suffice it to say, they basically went from making Freddy a child killer into turning him into a fucking child molester. Which completely ruins all the mythology that the original series fucking set up and just fucking ruins it. I mean, that was the only thing that ruined it. I mean, it was a stupid fucking story. The characters were stupid. And I know he tried, but Jackie Earle Haley just doesn't come anywhere near close to filling Robert Englund's shoes. And while It Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 definitely weren't reboots anybody was asking for, I mean, they were decent, even though Chapter 2 kind of fucking sucked. And in Chapter 1, I mean, my biggest problem with It Chapter 1 was the fact that the scares and shocks were kind of overshadowed by a bunch of little kids saying fuck a lot. And they seemed to try to use that as to comedic effect, but they overdid it. Believe me, I'm no one to shy away from someone saying fuck. I say it enough on this fucking podcast. But when it's overdone, I mean, I saw it Chapter 1 in the theater when it first came out, and halfway through the movie, I was like, okay, I get it. Your little kid's saying fuck a lot, move on. Like I said, it overshadows the horror that's supposed to be taking place in that. And as a whole, most horror reboots completely destroy the original storyline of the original movie. You know, they try to make it more modern, I guess, and they just completely destroy the entire fucking story. And it doesn't help that if whoever the writers are for the reboot just don't understand the original and try to make it in their own image, I guess is the best way to put it. And again, what's good for the goose isn't always good for the gander, or however that old fucking saying goes. And it just completely destroys everything. And there's going to be a shit ton of remakes of old classic horror movies coming out. There's going to be a shit ton of Stephen King adaptations. Like I said, The Shining's being remade, Salem's Lot, Firestarter, which looks like it might be at least decent enough, but it's like, why? These don't need to be remade. If you're going to remake a Stephen King movie, look at something that, by King's own admission, is a piece of shit. Remake something like Maximum Overdrive, which I just talked about in the last episode. That's a complete piece of shit. So why not remake that? It could probably improve upon it, especially with the effects that we have now that weren't available back then. They're also remaking Anaconda, which is a sequel nobody asked for. And if you remember that piece of shit, or not sequel, sorry, a remake that nobody asked for. And if you remember that piece of shit, you'll remember why. They're also remaking The Lost Boys, which is a remake I can guarantee you I will not be forcing myself to see, just because I'm such a big fan of the original movie, and I'm afraid of how badly they're gonna fuck it up. And it's another one where the original didn't need to be fixed at all, so there's no need for a fucking reboot. They're also doing yet another reboot of A Nightmare on Elm Street, and from what I've seen, they're playing it pretty close to their chest this time around about who's playing Freddy, which, I mean, I guess is kind of a good idea, especially since Jackie Earle Haley, like I said, didn't do the... Well, I mean, like I said, it wasn't his fault his Freddy was such a shitty character. It was the writers. But rumors had it was that Kevin Bacon was going to be playing Freddy in this reboot, but I mean, I haven't heard anything recently about who will be playing him, but I'm not sure if Bacon would make a good fucking Freddy or not. I mean, he's not a bad actor, and he got his start in the very first Friday the 13th, but playing Freddy, I don't know. I don't know how he would do doing it. They're also remaking The Bride of Frankenstein, which I guess I could, once again, with technology being how it is today with the effects and stuff, I guess I could see a remake or a need to make a remake. But again, that's one of the OG classics. And I'm really afraid that they will manage to fuck it up. So it's probably a remake I will not be seeing. Even though I am curious as to how they will do it. They're also doing a Hellraiser reboot, which is another reboot that nobody asked for. Considering the fact that there hasn't been a good Hellraiser movie in years. And this time around, in this reboot, I guess Pinhead is going to be played by a female, which there's nothing wrong with that, but why change such an iconic character such as Pinhead from male to female? It doesn't make any sense to me. They're also remaking Little Shop of Horrors, which kind of upsets me. I mean, granted, yeah, it's not the world's best movie. But again, it's another classic, and if you've never seen it before and like horror musicals, then it's the movie for, or the original, or the original 1960s Little Shop of Horrors. And then I think it was the 80s remake, which starred Rick Moranis. Both are pretty fucking decent, even though they are pretty corny by today's standards, but they're still worth the watch. But that's another one that I'm afraid that they will fuck up with the reboot. And one more reboot that they're going to do is Spawn, which doesn't directly fall underneath the horror category, but I guess we're kind of fall into the superhero slash horror category, like Brightburn or Darkman. But this one, okay, I could see the need for a remake for this one, because let's face it, the original completely fucking sucked. Well, not completely, but it wasn't good, like, at all. But that's one I could honestly see a remake for, you know, to try to improve upon the original. And like I said, you know, that's what reboots tend to try to do, but they just don't succeed and end up losing money because people hear how much it sucks compared to the original, and so they don't waste their time seeing it, which they shouldn't. I don't know, I just think Hollywood needs to stop rebooting movies that everybody likes and making them worse. Go back to having original ideas, not trying to copy what was successful once. You know, maybe you'll be making the money that you used to before all this pandemic bullshit. You know, and until that happens, nobody's going to be interested and nobody's going to be going to the movies because you're not putting out any original content. You're just trying to rebuild off past glories. And that just about wraps it up for this mini rantisode. Thanks for listening to me rant. As always, you can contact me at darksyde9034@gmail.com. And that's it, guys. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tombs of Horror. I'll see you next time.